Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before You,
kneel down before You.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore You.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your mind.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis. I hope all is well this evening. I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that you had a great week this past week. And tonight, I will tell you, I will be talking about short stories, famous sayings, readings, and also great scriptures that we can live by and get truth and wisdom from. And so many of these scriptures is favorite ones of mine, and it could be favorite ones of yours. This week has been a trying week. It's been rainy here in Georgia and also pretty hot here in Georgia. I don't know what the weather is there where you are, but it has been a very trying week. It has been many deaths on my job and their family members. There has been many, I would say, gossip that I have been in the midst of, standing and listening. There has been many things on the news that has been very disturbing. There has been many things that children are doing that has never done before. There have been many shootings in DeKalb County. There have been many things that has been disturbing and very surprising. But we know that it seems like the time is near. And so many things are happening today. So we have to be very prayerful in our lives to protect our family, our neighbor, our friends, and our close loved ones. So just keep watch, listening to God, focusing on God, reading God's word, loving on God, so we will be protected on earth, even though these things are happening right in front of our faces. But one of my famous saying is, God will never leave you empty. If something is taken away, he will replace it with something better. If he denies your request in a certain way, area, it is because he wishes to give you what you want that is better. If he asks you to put something down, it is so you can pick up something greater. And the scripture that falls right behind that, the Lord will never guide you astray. The Lord will never guide you always. He will satisfy your needs. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whom waters never fail. And that's coming from Isaiah 11. But first, let me read this short story, and I hope that you will be focused also. It reads, Keeping It in Focus. There was this writer who wrote, There is no place where God is not. God is there in a thousand wonder, upholding rocky bearers, filling their buttercup with their perfume and refreshing the lonely pines with the breath of his mouth, descends into the lowest depths of the ocean. There's no place where God is not. God is in the lowest depth of the ocean where undisrupted water sleeps, and there sand is motionless in unbroken quiet. But the glory of the Lord is there, revealing its excellence in the quiet palace of the sea. Borrow the wings of the morning and fly to the utmost part of the earth. But God is there. His beauty is stamped in all of creation. The glory of God can be seen from the smallest raindrop to the mighty flash of lightning, from the tiny rosebud to the huge magnolia blossom, from the rich, fertilized soil of the Mississippi Delta, dusty land of the desert. There is no place where God is not. We can see his stamp of glory in all the world, from the music of a sparkling brook to a tumbling water fall where God is, from the snail, gentle hands of a loving grandfather to the birth fresh fragility of a baby's fingernail, from the quiet of the stars to the pale of the thunder, from the mirror-like smoothness of a Plato lake to the wind-driven thunderous wave smashing on the shore, in the fresh greenery of a spring, in the dazzling color of the autumn, where God is, there is God, in the joy of discovery on a baby's face, and in the fulfillment and meaning of a new birth, we can see the glory of God. When we focus on the glorious thing he has done, everything suddenly drops into focus. When we meditate on the aroma of the earth in the spring, how great different it is than in the fall, when we consider the mystery and the attraction of human love and how it mirrors the eternal love of our Heavenly Father. When we contemplate of the human body, those are the times we realize that God is much, much bigger than the things which cause us so much grief in the first place. We can revive your sense of wonder by merely saying to yourself, suppose this was the only time, suppose this sunset. Just think about it. When you're looking at a sunset, the moonrise, just think if that was the last time you would be able to see that. Suppose you would never experience those things again. Well, we should meditate on all of his works and consider all the mighty things and deeds he has done. There is no possible situation God cannot handle. He won't necessarily handle it your way, but he'll handle it, wouldn't he? He never handles things fast enough for us. Most of the time, we want to pray, ask him, and we want it to happen. But that's not God's way. God has revealed many truths which he has not explained. We will just have to be content to let him know some things we do not, and take him in his word. We just have to take his word and wait on him. Every problem, great or small, has in it a treasure waiting to be discovered. God's hand is in your heartache. Yes, it is. If you weren't important, do you think that he would take this long and work this hand on your life? I know some of us feel differently. For our light and monetary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory than far. So what all of this is saying, that even though we are impatient and we don't want to wait to see what God has in store for us, God is letting us know we're just going to have to wait. We just need to stay focused on his word, obeying his commandments, and waiting on him until he is ready to reveal whatever he has for us or his blessing. Right now, I can truly, truly say that because I have been praying for a lot of different things recently. Now, a lot of those things have been answered, but some of the main things I really would want to happen has not happened, and I don't understand why it hasn't happened. Why is it taking so long? Why am I going through all of this? When is my time? When am I going to walk through the storm? There's a lot of when and why. And I'm sure you have a lot of when and whys out there also. But we just have to continue to trust and be obedient and stay focused on his word. Read it, pray, and continue to focus on our Heavenly Father. Don't waste the suffering. This writer said, when bad things happen to God's people, why does good things happen to God's people? Tells us of a dear friend whom's husband had gone blind. The blindness was followed by an incurable disease. Then the woman had a stroke which forced her to retire. They had many friends, but no children. One day, he was attempted to encourage her by saying, "I want you to know that we are praying for you." She replied, "I appreciate that. What are you praying for God to do?" "Well," he said, "when people are suffering, you pray for their healing, for strength, for special mercy in pain, are on and on." And this is what I told her. "Thank you," she said, "but please pray for one more request. Pray that I won't waste all of this suffering." For the first time in the ministry, this is what this person was saying, it stuck on him that our time of suffering becomes time of investment. Well, our time of suffering becomes time of investment. If we learn how to pray about them, the lesson, be sure that regardless of what you may be going through, the suffering is not wasted. Do you hear that? I think I need to say to myself that the suffering won't be wasted. So just knowing whatever you may be going through out there, God said that it won't be wasted. Sometimes God delays the answer to our prayer in final form until we have time to build up the strength, accumulate the knowledge, or fashion the character that would make it possible for him to say yes to what we ask. I think I need to read that one again, because that really, I need to hear it clearly for myself. Sometimes God delays the answer to our prayers in final form until we have time to build up our strength, accumulate the knowledge that he wants us in his word, fashion the character that would make it possible for him to say yes to what we ask. Well, that's putting it in a nutshell. God warms his hand. He warms his hand at our heart when we pray. So we must continue to pray and stay focused. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself will intervene for us with groans, with that word that cannot express. So, what is this saying to us? We must continue to have faith, pray, and continue to have faith that he will continue to be there for us. So, stay focused. Let me read some more verses that are very meaningful to me, and I'm sure it will be very enlightening to you as well. What God gives in, my contact's not working so well tonight. What God gives us. I'm going to have to skip that. Can't read that. That is, the letters are too small there. Let the morning bring us words of your unveiling love, for I put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for you I lift up my soul. That's coming from Psalms 143. Let me see if we can find some more scripture that is very okay. This is a this is not a scripture I'm reading. This is just a saying from an author. God often takes a course from accomplishing His purpose directly contrary to what our worries. Tonight is a problem with my eyes. He brought a death upon our feeling, wishes, and prospers when it is about to give us the desire of our heart. The Lord your God is with you. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Isn't that amazing? God will quiet you with His love. That means He will comfort you. He will keep you. He will rejoice over you in singing. So look how God loves us. We should always don't give up on Him, even though that we are going through different things. Eyes has not seen, nor hear, nor enter in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 2:9. I love that verse as well. God is not a deceiver that He should offer to support us, and then, when we lean upon Him, should slip away from us. When we lean upon Him, should slip away from us. If we rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will uphold me fast. Now, just think, if you settle on the far side of the sea, even there God's hand will guide you. That's saying that He will be there. Doesn't matter where you are, how far, He will be there for you. I know sometimes it doesn't seem when, is He listening? Does He hear my prayers? Does He hear my suffering? Does He know my suffering? Does He know my family is suffering? My friend, my neighbor, is He really listening? I know sometimes He doesn't seem like He's listening, but just ask Him to reveal Himself to you, show you something to let you know that He's still there, and He certainly will. He's done it on many occasions for me. He's spoken through other ministers that I've listened to. He just reading the Bible, and there'll be something there that will just stand out more than others. There's so many different ways that He will allow you. Even also, He will send you an angel, and an angel can be one of your friends, a neighbor, coworkers, that someone just say something to you, just to encourage you when you are feeling your lowest. And we are all experiencing that in our lives today. Do all the good you can. I love this. Excuse me. Do all you can do all the good you can by all the means you can and all the way you can and all the places you can at all the time you can. Excuse me. Sorry about that, but let me start over that again. Do all the good things you can, by the means of you can, all the ways you can, all the places that you can, all the time you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Well, can you? Can you do that? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbors as yourself. That's coming from Matthew 22:37. God is not a God that hides himself, but a God who made all that he might reveal himself. Now, he doesn't hide himself, but one thing that I know that he will do, he will step aside and let you make a fool of yourself if you are. He will let you do whatever you want to do. He'll step aside and let you experience the things that you want to experience. And pretty much, you'll see what happens. And that's when he steps in, when you realize that you need to listen and pray to him, and he will show you. And the Lord God, behold, have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for our God. So that's why we must continue to trust. The Lord is good for those whom hope is in him. He wants us to keep that hope in him. Don't give up. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget all of his benefits. Don't forget all the things that he has done for you. Don't forget. I have come that they may have life, and they may have it abundantly. Well, I am waiting to have it abundantly. Well, this ends our program. Just trust and obey, and just believe that God will always be there. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Just continue to be prayerful and believe that he loves you and he will take care of you. I hope that you will have a blessed week. And some of these verses and the saying have meant that you can remember and focus on, knowing that God is able. He has all powers in his hand, and he can handle anything. But we just must believe that he can handle it. Day by day, all of our problems, all of our situation. Just praise him, love him, and let him show you how much he loves you. Just tell him to show up and show some love. And he will do just that. Sometimes I just lay my head to the side and say, Lord, I need a hug from you. and he finds some kind of way that he will comfort me. And I know if he does it for me, he will do it for you. Be blessed and have a wonderful week. And tune in again next week from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Yes, we worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship Him.
We worship.